Fuck it, Vonna, come on down.
Fuck it, let's do it.
Just fuck it.
We about to do it.
We're going
to
do a whole show, but, you know, like all tight ass.
Drew.
Come on, Judge, sit down.
Drew from where?
Drew and Mike.
Is that the Drew from Drew and Mike?
That's
real?
The Drew from
That's
Drew
the
and
real
Mike?
Drew.
Hey, give me a beer. We need to kick it up a notch.
All right, we'll get you a beer.
I got to use the restroom.
Okay. Hi, Judge.
We'll start the show. You
straight ahead.
I'm Bob.
You go ahead and...
I'm Bob from Charlie's Photographer at Fox 2.
Remember Bob shot your ass and your calves and everything when you let Ra-Ra out?
Shut Vonda's ass?
Shut up about the motherfucker.
Wrong way up. Hey, Vonda, go up the stairs and straight ahead.
Hey, Vonda, it's up that way. Judge, Your Honor. You're out of order. It's
straight up the stairs. And across the... Straight ahead.
Go past
just
the
keep
two
walking
fat
straight.
Little dogs. Straight right up there.
Don't fall in the tub.
Woo! I got to look.
No beer for... Hey, that was cool.
I got to look.
All right, let's start this thing officially. All right.
If Charlie's... I'm not talking on it.
Just roll.
Okay, let's do it.
Charlie, it's very simple.
No bullshit news. Like most of your stories, it's false. No bullshit news.
Stop with the media bullying.
Charlie?
No bullshit news.
Hot dog. No shame in my game.
Hey, look at me once. You look at me twice. Look at me again and is it gonna be a fight? We're gonna rock this town.
We're gonna rip this place apart.
Rock this town, rock it inside out.
Welcome to episode 3.
Hey, Bob, man, no more drinking before this show.
I only had a couple.
Fuck. How many times, man, we're on the road. We're done and Bob's into the bottle, man. Like, where did Bob go? We lost Bob in Cleveland. Just straight up lost the fucking guy.
I came back.
No, you don't remember that. The valet had to go. I had to pay him $10 to go get you out of the alley.
Would the alcohol have any role to play in the false start to the show today?
No, man, that's...
No, negative. The board was set up in a skewed manner.
I'll inform Brandon of that.
That is the... this network we're working with, the board's all fucked up.
But, well, actually, the mics were good. Everything was good. We just couldn't hear ourselves. And so
it's crazy.
Now we can hear.
What a magic of editing. Bada
absolutely.
Hey, Drew, thanks for sitting in again, man.
Sure, no problem.
The
number 64 podcast as of right now.
What?
It's number 64 in news and entertainment. News and politics.
What, this one?
Yes.
The no shit, no bullshit news hours.
Yes.
Cracked the top 100.
Yes.
How about that?
It's past name people, national names.
Like Rush Limbaugh.
I didn't even see him on there.
How about that? What's up, Jace?
What's going on?
All right, good. Okay, so sitting in with us today, if you listen to the first two shows, we had prosecutor Todd Flood. We had... police officer Mark Diaz, and I figure, fuck, we need a judge.
She's talking some big stuff. I don't think she thinks she's going to top the previous guest.
Hey, what's up, Charlie?
Judge Vonda Hot Rod Evans.
Yes.
Third Circuit Court. Big time judge.
Well, I don't feel like I know Vonda.
Do you?
I never met you because of the Bechara trial.
Well, I've done a whole bunch of other stuff.
But that
like
was
when Charlie came looking for me and Ra-Ra Dean.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about what you did to me, Charlie?
Vonda.
Excuse me.
I mean, Your Honor.
You're out of order.
Woo-hoo.
Let me tell you what he does. He comes to my courtroom, bamming on my door. I'm not there. He has the phone.
You're never there.
Excuse me. And you had your cameraman who's on the soundboard.
Bob,
okay, take a picture of him, shows all this horrific stuff that Ra-Ra Dean was alleged to have done, and guess what?
What?
Ra-Ra Dean only got about 1 or 2 years in prison, and he's out now, and you did all of that crap for nothing.
Your Honor, he got 10 years.
He didn't do no 10 years. You lying.
He got 10 years,
he
Your Honor.
He did not. He out now. I saw him at the grocery store, so you lying.
What are you talking about?
I seen Ra-Ra, yeah.
At the grocery store?
Yes.
Which grocery store?
Bullshit news.
I'm not going to tell you because that's advertising.
So, yeah, I first met
what
the
What is
judge.
This right here? Is this? I want to know.
That's some meat.
Some meat?
I guess. I don't know. It looks like
a pair of
okay,
testicles.
No,
well,
it
the judge
looks
is
like
in the house.
No, I need to know, do I need to do a citizen's arrest up in here? Is that marijuana?
Marijuana's pretty much legal, Your Honor.
But it's not, okay, it's not legal in this basement. I have
you
to do a
federal
citizen's arrest.
Court judge all of a sudden?
Well, I'm a concerned citizen.
Eyes on the federal bench?
I've got to do a a citizen's arrest.
I want to get into this later, but, you know, with Kavanaugh and the news and everything, can you do me one favor? Because the media always calls it sexual assault. What is sexual assault in...
Charlie, it's very simple.
In regular people terms.
Well, basically what it is, it's an unconsensual touching of another in a sexual manner.
Is it rape?
It is not, but it is a form of it in that is not, it's an unconsensual touching. And rape is basically just an unconsensual touching of another without permission in a sexual area. So it's like assault and battery, like if I hit you on the leg. But if I hit you or touch you in a certain area, like your buttocks, your breasts, or your other areas, then that would be considered a sexual assault because it, and more importantly, let me just say this, it's done for the purpose of sexual gratification.
Are these allegations worth stopping this nomination?
You know, it's hard to really say. Obviously, from looking at his curriculum vitae, he is more than qualified. And the issue then comes to, you know, the character of someone. You know, it's like anything else.
But they're both of perfect character.
I have such respect for women. I cherish women.
But here's the situation. You know, he's qualified. And the issue then becomes, what really is on trial? Your qualifications or your character? And, you know, I don't know which is which right now, okay?
But let's look at it like this. First of all, let's get back to what the definition is. When I read it, it could be a savage rape. It could be touching.
It could be any of the above, but it's done for the purposes of sexual gratification, it's done in an area of the body that is of a sexual nature.
Okay, granted, I have that. But we, the people, this is probably, the Supreme Court is the most important jobs in the entire country.
I agree.
And we're not even clear what the definition of, you know, rape, touching, you know, there's criminal sexual conduct one, there's two, there's three.
It depends on the level of penetration. You know, when you're dealing with one and three, those are penetration. When you're dealing with two and four, that's just inappropriate touching. You know what I'm saying?
So he groped her.
He could have grabbed
her. Take her clothes off,
exactly.
She said. There's no rape. I think she did say attempted rape, though.
But the point of it is that it's, you know, it's like my aunts used to say, it's not what you call it, it's what you answer to. The fact of the matter is that it's a form of rape and it is unconsensual touching in an area that is your breath, you know, your breath or something.
Understood.
Okay, so my point is that, you know, what we're saying is when you talk about rape in layman's, you're normally talking about penetration. Was there penetration? Absolutely not. There was groping, okay? Is groping a part of rape, criminal sexual conduct? Absolutely.
Okay, so we should discuss it. This is the highest court in the land, but let's look at a few facts, Your Honor.
For a lifetime, too.
Yeah. Now,
okay, and no JTC.
And this, yeah, this is not the FBI's case. This would be a state case, right? Nobody forwarded it to the authorities in Maryland at all.
Okay.
The statute of limitations is long gone.
But that's not the point.
Well, hold on.
The point goes to the character of the person taking the office.
But when we're saying we want an FBI investigation, they wouldn't pick it up anyway because of the statute.
That's not what they're asking. They're asking an FBI investigation to actually go out to interview the individuals, not to bring a case, but to investigate it.
Why wouldn't...
Can I get less technical?
Why wouldn't the state be doing it?
But you're mixing apples and oranges. We're not talking about a prosecution.
I'm not mixing.
No, they're not talking about a prosecution.
It's political. It's political.
They're saying they want to do an investigation.
But the investigation goes to the state. This is a state matter.
No,
nobody even referred it to the state.
No, because it is the Supreme Court. All they want them to do is interview the witnesses. Give us the information. They're not saying charge this man. So you're mixing it up.
How about this then? Then if Senator Feinstein had this letter and the woman wanted to remain anonymous, why didn't they bring it up to Kavanaugh when he was sitting there answering questions?
In July?
Yeah, then
when she made the charge?
She got it in July, but when Kavanaugh last week, a week before, was sitting in front of the committee,
okay.
Why didn't she ask him then? And that way all of this could have been avoided.
Because she wanted the element of surprise.
So it's politics, Your Honor.
Politics, baby.
Vonda winked when she said element of
surprise.
By the way.
Getting the game.
Because it is a game, is it not?
Huh, it is.
Can I bring up him being 17 and her being 15? Isn't there an element of teenage? I don't want to say hijinks. That sounds like I'm really. I mean, do we really believe that this is possibly an attempted rape?
Right, but you're talking when you say rape, regular people.
I'm just talking to Vonda, not Judge.
Okay, they're talking about penetration, forceful with a penis or a finger. So no, we're not talking about this. We're not talking about rape,
but maybe
what
attempted.
She did indicate was, I believe that she stated that there were four people or something like that.
No, two people. Another
initially,
guy.
She said it was four, and then she said it was two. She meant that there were two people that were actually doing were actual participants. I don't think the other two people were.
One guy jumped on.
Exactly. But the point of the idiots is that it's the non-disclosure, okay? You know, when you go for offices like this, you have to disclose whether or not you've been charged or any type of contact that you've had that may bear on your character. So the failure of him to disclose is an issue.
If, in fact, it happened.
If, in fact, it did happen, yes.
He says he wasn't there.
Okay.
And the other guy says he wasn't there.
The other guy says he doesn't have a recollection.
I feel like it's a shit show, and it's just, if they do testify Monday, we're just going to go, oh, well, she seems very credible, and he seems very credible, so what do we do?
It doesn't even seem like the Republicans believe his denial, because he says, well, I didn't do it, I wasn't there. And the narrative
right
has changed,
right now, the Republicans don't want, they have other issues to deal with.
Midterms.
And exactly. Yeah. And they're very...
Donald Trump.
I mean, you even see, even with the president, you know, you don't see all of this tweeting, this outlandish behavior anymore. Everybody is, you know, we're wait and see mode. And I think that this is a critical time. And I think...
You are fake news.
The request or the, you know, for the senator... The congressman to bring it out like that was just done, you know, for dramatic. But as this man is more than qualified.
Or stall tactics, right?
I mean, well,
we get
know,
to the midterms. Once the midterms happen, then the Democrats do what the Republicans did to Obama and say, we're going to wait until the new House makes the decision.
Right, right. All I can say
But it is important to, like, I agree with
looking,
Trump. Let her speak.
Yeah. If we're looking at his ability to be a judge, it's exemplary. I mean, the man knows what he's doing. If you're
if he's lying under oath to Congress,
but if he's looking at a,
does that make him exemplary?
Touché there.
If you're looking at character, I think that that's another issue. Okay, and quite frankly, you know, it's a toss up. This man, prior to Donald Trump's involvement potentially with the legal, you know, with them saying that they believe that he was an unindicted co-conspirator, etc. This, he would have been confirmed. I mean, come on.
Well, how do you separate character from a judge? Because you do, you know better than anybody.
Look,
all day long you sit in judgment on people.
Let me tell you this.
So you got to be a better character than
people.
Me.
When she's
people
there.
People are people, okay? And I don't care what you do, what your title is, you're still an individual.
You attempted to rape a girl in high school and you can be a Supreme Court judge.
I'm not going to say anything about my past that can incriminate me.
Can I ask you?
Meaning you're not going to the Supreme Court, are you?
No, I'm not.
Right.
Where do most people know you from?
It depends on who you ask.
Okay. Cause
That sounds like there's a story there, girl.
Snap.
I brought up the Bashar trial. I knew you before the Bashar trial, but there was so much of you during that trial that I felt like I got to know you.
Oh, really?
I mean, well.
Really?
I saw
really?
No, I didn't mean
I
like
feel
that.
Like I got to know you.
Hey, come on.
I don't believe that.
I feel like I know Charlie because I've seen him on TV.
He doesn't believe that, does he?
No.
He doesn't.
No, but he, look, your character, he saw you like telling Bob Bashar, good morning, you look excellent. And,
well,
then yelling at him.
I did see that.
Well, let me
You're
just
a curious
say,
character.
I remember that.
This is a situation. You know, what I wanted to do and what I do with everybody, whether it's Bob Bashir or Boo Boo or Tom or Rah Rah, whatever.
What do you mean Boo Boo?
Whatever.
What is that code?
I'm saying whatever they want to call.
What is that? Is that
listen,
code?
Listen, let me say, Tom. What I say?
Your Honor.
It ain't what they call you. It's what you answer to. It's not even that. You got to give people a fair trial. They're presumed to be innocent. I wanted to make sure that I went beyond what was necessary. And if I didn't want anyone to think that I had some type of personal decision in how this went. So, you know, I was fair to everyone.
Does it play into a, like, I'm thinking of Judge Ito and whatnot. When you have such a high-profile case, are you thinking about how you're coming off to the public as well?
Well, let me just say this to you. Someone from the CBS News says, well, why is she in this high-profile case and she's tweeting? I sent a tweet during the trial, and they wanted to know about that.
What'd you tweet?
What'd you tweet?
A friend in need is a friend indeed. So I had somebody from the media to say, what does that really mean?
That means she had Ben Franklin on her mind.
Okay.
Why did you tweet that?
It was at the end.
What does that mean, Your Honor? Answer the question. No bullshit news.
A friend in need is a friend.
Why did you tweet that at that moment at the end of the trial?
Who were you referring to?
It had nothing to do with that. You know, the thing about me.
I don't know if you're a good follower. Based on that tweet, I don't know if I'm a follower.
Out of order. Out of order.
I am.
You're out of order. You're out of order.
This whole goddamn thing's out of order, Your Honor. Why did you send the tweet and to whom and why at that moment?
And let me say this. I do social media. And sometimes when thoughts come in my mind, I may do something, but it's not reflective of where I am mentally. It just sounds good.
Were you bored?
You're killing me, Smalls.
No commento. Is that a word? No commento?
Is that Spanish for no comment?
I don't know. I just made it up.
And okay. Bilingual.
I got it.
Bilingual.
I am bilingual.
Okay, what's up? So what else you want to know?
Okay, let me wait.
Bilingual, that's such a sexy sounding word.
Doesn't it? Bilingual.
Bilingual.
It sounds like something nasty, don't
it? Right, well, it might be. I think it sounds something good.
Okay.
Are you nasty?
Absolutely not. I'm a virtuous woman.
Any significant other?
No, I'm dating myself.
Who pays?
Me?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not exciting. I'm sorry.
You know what that was, right?
What? Farts?
Vibrator.
Okay. Really?
Do you have one?
Nope. I don't do that. I don't believe in it.
Really?
Charlie, where's this thing going?
You know, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just trying to get to know the judge.
Start mixing alcohol with the podcast and look what happens.
My show. I'll ask. So now.
What?
No significant other.
Nope, not at all.
I have an intern.
I don't do interns.
No, but he's a grown man. He's not a court intern.
What is he? He's an intern? I'm
skilled
not interested.
Dude. He's got multitasking.
He's Joe. Joe the intern.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in raising anybody.
Can he make his case? He's a
zero.
I'm going to ask him later. He's going to be on it because we had him visit the courthouse.
And he cannot have an opportunity.
Because the courthouse...
Wow, this is a complete shutout.
Well, we're going to
Joe can make his case. I think Joe.
No, not at all. What does Joe do for a living for real?
It's a good question.
Charlie, I don't know if she's
going
to be happy.
If he thinks I am going to take care of a man, you got life messed up. Well, I don't do that.
How did it go there? I said Joe's the intern. And
if he's an intern, that means he don't have no job.
He's
hit the gavel.
It's one of his jobs.
He's a radio intern.
And
he has a job.
What kind of job?
He's a mechanic.
Oh, hell no.
What? You don't like working, man?
No, absolutely not. Look at me.
Look, here's Joe.
Look at me.
Look at him. He's handsome.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. Do I look like I can take care? I need to bring a man up. No. See, that's our next time we're going to get cameras so everybody can see me. I'm not on the bring up. I'm not going to bring anybody up. They got to be where they are.
Listen,
and they got to meet me there.
How's Monica doing?
I haven't talked to her in a while.
Monica Conyers, the former city council president, wife of John Conyers,
who
went to prison for corruption and is now out.
Right.
But you see her. You're good friends.
I have not seen her in a while. I've been doing me, baby.
Are you mad at her?
No, I'm doing me, baby.
Do it, baby.
Everybody. I'm doing me, baby.
You may not do that at home, but you're going to do it up in here.
Stop interrupting.
You grow up. Control your house, and you know how to treat other women better.
You're the last one to talk.
I'm the first one to talk, you, Shrek.
I love her.
That's great.
The first one to talk. Don't disrespect me.
You know what?
I will call you to adjourn if you don't.
I don't know what in the world we going to talk about for the rest of this podcast, but I figure it's going downhill fast.
Oh, no, we got stuff. It's just you showed up. Feet look nice.
All right.
You know, just letting it roll. I had it all anally laid out, like real anal, like a show.
You're a liar.
He does.
He's a liar. He did not have anything laid out.
Look at all this.
That's bullshit. Alika. Okay. Gita
Tanita. It's no bullshit news. But tell the story. You know, in the book, I write about I met Monica Conyers at Baker's Keyboard Lounge, and she reached down and
I don't believe that, and you're a liar.
And grab my balls.
Fake news. Fake news.
Grab my balls.
You are fake news.
Fake news.
And grab my balls.
Fake news.
And what did Monica say to
you? Wait, Charlie, was that to see if you were wearing a wire? Or was
don't
she?
Don't mess with me. I'm one
fake
crazy
news.
You were wearing a wire, and I said that's a roll of quarters. I'm flattered.
Fake news.
But she said to you, you told me in your chambers that she asked you.
Look,
if maybe
this is all Charlie had down there, okay? Okay? And that's these she's little
holding
two
up
little,
the buds, the little nuggets.
Okay? Wait a minute. They ain't even two chicken nuggets, okay? Baby, come on. Don't flatter yourself. Okay? You going to do a little bit too much.
I called it a roll of quarters. Come on. Give me a break.
Okay. No, a roll of quarters.
I didn't call it a salami.
I know you didn't.
But didn't she ask you, like, hey, maybe it wasn't that you because I don't even like white boys?
I don't even recall anything like that.
Oh, you don't recall?
Nope. Fake news.
Charlie just wanted
fake
to know
news.
That the two of them were discussing that.
No, what he wanted to do was
blame
get
you.
My back of my chambers.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Get a favorable
on
ruling.
On my couch with the door closed.
Hot dog.
I'm not going to tell anything else, though.
What?
There were other participants
hot
there.
Dog. No
who
no,
the
no
hell says hot
game?
Dog?
I know, I agree.
Country podcast fake news mess. Who the heck says dang on hot dog?
What's that guy's name?
Wade McCree.
Yeah.
An old
idiots
what?
Doing
well,
idiot
you know
things.
You know what I
want to
do?
You see him at the
idiot.
Grocery store, too?
You know what I want to do? Honestly, I want to do the next podcast when we can actually be seen. I want to do it at Coney Island. Can we do that?
You want to do the Hold the Onions again? Absolutely.
No, we just want to go on location. I want this podcast to go on location, and I'm going to
direct.
Charlie,
whose podcast is this?
If we're going on
you
location, let's go
to the judge.
Be on the show. I'm going to say where I want to be, and I want to be down at the Coney Island. I don't want to be the whole no onions. We're going to keep it live like we're doing now.
But you can't put your feet up on the table at the Coney like you're doing now. Very nice pedicure, by the way.
I know, Vera. And look, don't mind the nails. Now, you're going to ask me, do I want to intern? What in the hell an intern going to do for me?
Maybe we just love Vonda.
I think the case is decided.
Expand
you know,
your horizons.
Listen, okay, okay, shoot, okay.
I think Charlie was stirring up some shit there.
Right, love ain't paying no bills.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.
Well, I will listen.
Well, look, let's go like this. Let's go down to Third Circuit Court here.
Okay.
It's a hot freaking mess down there. It's overcrowded, too many cases. Not enough judges, too many homicide cases, justice delayed is justice denied. Why are things so slow down there?
Well, first of all, you know, we're in a city that has a high crime rate, and that's due to the fact that the employment rate is still high, and there are not enough opportunities for our young people. And so what happens is that when you have those two social factors that come together, you're going to have high crime. So what happens is there are a lot of cases that people arrested, processed, and then you just got to put them through the system. And it's challenging because nobody is dealing with the source of the problem. And, you know, I mean, you know, Dan Gilbert, you know, I mean, you know, he's doing what he's doing. You know, I can't really say, you know, whether it's good or bad. But one of the things, you know, you see that basketball court down there and you see those kids get that aggression off. And we need more of that in the community. And it's
unfortunate. We need more basketball hoops.
Let me just tell you what we need.
Come on.
We need, do you know that in school, regular school, they don't have gym anymore?
Right, that's in a lot of places.
That's very sad.
What, Detroit public schools, no gym?
No gym.
No water fountains, no gym, old books.
No dodgeball?
No.
No heat in some cases, rats.
I mean, it's really bad.
No water?
And look at Vitti. I mean, you know, here's
no
a guy.
No jobs when they get
that's
out.
That's trying to come here and to do the best he can. But here's the problem. They go home to environments that are not conducive to learning. I mean, when you have a 14-year-old student, I mean, their mama 28. Their grandmama is 40-something. That's difficult. It's challenging.
And then when you look at that, if you're looking at the criminal justice system, if the police did their jobs like we want them to do.
And you don't think that they are?
Well, no, because last week we had Mark Diaz, the head of the union, on saying we're not even proactive policing. Arrests are down, right? You see the
Wait a minute, well, what did he say?
He said we're not even proactively policing.
Oh, wow, I don't believe that.
Well,
but anyway.
I would listen to an expert.
Well, you know.
We have less cops.
Well, we do. And they're not quite. Listen, let me tell you.
We have less prosecutors.
We're still trending down, as I reported out.
Let me say this to you.
Chief bullshit and crime statistics.
We need more training. They need to be better trained. And I think that maybe, what is Academy? How long is it now?
6 months.
6 months. And then they're thrown out into the city, okay, in some of the worst areas, and they're not properly trained. And these are people that don't have a proper instinctual background. You know what I'm saying? That's critical. You know, you're getting all of these people from the suburbs who, you know, visit Detroit, but then all of a sudden you put them in a car by themselves and you tell them to go arrest people. Come on, for real?
Now, you know.
And what's the starting pay?
What is it? I think it's a little above a security guard that works at the mall.
Not 20 an hour.
It's not even
not 20.
Tough gig.
It's just over 30 grand, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
and like what is it? Did they recently get, if they're killed, they get burial or something? I mean, they ain't even had that.
Charlie knows about that.
Yeah, that was in my book. I mean, yeah, they've been.
I don't read. I just watch pictures. That's why I'm social media. I do Instagram. If it's something.
Yeah, I saw your new happy birthday. I saw your new bling gavel.
Did you like that?
Your rhinestone gavel.
Listen, was it hot? Is it hot?
Are you going to use it?
Is it in the courtroom?
No, it's not. It was a gift from my stenographer. It was so nice. It's blinged out. It's a blinged out gavel. But the thing about it is that, you know, there's so many issues that are plaguing the city. And what we're doing is sugarcoating them by having, you know, all of these beautiful downtown, you know, that's not designed to really, for the people that are living there.
Would it be better, though, if Dan Gilbert didn't fix up those buildings? I mean, choice?
I mean,
is it one versus
maybe Dan Gilbert? Hey, go Dan, go. That's what Rick said. Go Dan, go.
I say, we got precious few public dollars. Why are we giving them to him for buildings when you're talking about schools and courthouses and police? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the thing about it is that to me, one of the biggest winners here is the casino. And we need to renegotiate that contract. You know, we're the only major city.
They're for sale, by the way.
We're the only major city that has casinos that the proportion of revenue that they get it's little to non-existent. You know, the reason that we did that was to get them here. They've been here 20 years. Raise it. Give these officers better pay, better training, so that they can do their job. When you go to when you go to Vegas, I mean, they're trained, but guess who's paying for it? The casinos.
But the courts are overwhelmed. The prosecutors are overwhelmed.
Not in Las Vegas.
I'm talking Detroit, Your Honor.
Okay, very good.
Stay with me here.
Well, that's because we're not getting the revenue, and we need to be getting the revenue from the casinos. Do you know that per square footage, we're almost toe-to-toe with what they're doing revenue-wise in Vegas?
Oh, it's jammed.
They're making that money down there. Let's be for real. They're putting
$1 million a day.
Wait a minute. They're putting out the local store owners who used to cash checks because you can now go there. They're doing like $1 million, I want to say, a month in check cashing fees.
Wow. Wow. And what you're
they're not shy about fees.
What you're
I can tell
you
that.
If you're in the casino cashing a check, guess what you're going to do with it?
Use it at the casino.
Shit.
You're going to double your paycheck. What are you talking about?
Right.
Haven't you guys ever gambled?
That
Let me say
all
this
the
to
time.
You. I had a woman, it's an expert, you know, on all these casino cases. And I said, how do you know someone's cheating? You know what they said? The casino is designed that if you win more than 36% of the time, they automatically know you're cheating. I said, excuse me? How is it that 36% of the time, guess what she said? The way that we cut those cards, the way we calibrate those machines, and we change those dealers. So when she told me that, I said, what? So you saying to me that 64% of the people going to lose, she said we couldn't stay in business if they didn't. Is that deep? Oh. So it's designed for people to lose. Wait a minute. And when you, you know, I had gone down there and I waged a bet. You know what that woman said? When the dice in the air, you can't change your bet. Those games go for like 30 seconds. It's like smoking crack. For real. And you see people down there day in, day out. And you know that you know when you got them. You know what they say? I'm going to get my money back. Baby, when they say that, they gone.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I don't mess with the
court. I've been there.
In a portion of
I bet you have. I bet you have.
I don't. You know, I go to casino and I go, this is what I got to lose. And I expect, you know, to lose.
Exactly. But there are people that are down there that don't have it to lose.
Yeah. I know.
And
they bet a lot of money, too.
They're down there. And when that woman told me that, and the 36%, and so they zero in on you. But guess what? Now, let's check this out.
Wait.
No, I want to say this. Now, so check this out. You go to the casino, and you sign yourself up. You say, you know what? I don't want to be in a casino anymore. You go in there the next day after you sign up. You lose $100,000. They don't do anything. You win a dollar, you get charged with a felony.
Did you follow that?
I didn't.
Yeah, if you lose your ass, they'll keep it. But if you win a dollar, they'll
charge you with a felony.
They'll go after you.
Exactly.
That's casino math.
Okay. So then there's
If you ban yourself.
If you ban yourself. Right. So say, for instance.
But don't people that get banned when they lose 100 grand, they say, hey, I'm banned. You weren't supposed to let me lose 100 grand.
No. Here's the situation. A ban should be a ban. If you lose,
I agree.
Then they should charge you. But they won't. And that's, so you can go in there every day. You can lose. But the minute you win $1, you get charged with a felony.
All right, let me move it back to the courts. If the courts are overwhelmed, now, I've rung you up. You've been rung up lately about your attendance record at the courts.
And
why aren't you in court more if the courts are overwhelmed?
I'm doing my job. I do a very good job. My statistics are very high in the productivity that I do.
But your cases are very long. Like, this costs people a lot of money to go to court.
What's it cost people to go to court?
Man, with the lawyer, it's anywhere from $100 to
$500.
Taking the time off of work.
I am there all the time, okay? I'm there all the time.
Well, when I knocked on your door, rah-rah, you weren't there.
Nope. But I had done my docket.
Yeah, but couldn't you be doing stuff like more on the docket?
Well.
Or reading some case law, boning up on stuff?
Let me tell you something. I am a very productive judge. I work a lot. When I did at Bashera, there were over, I think the exam transcript was like 3,000 pages. I mean, I read it two or three times. So I'm on top of what I do.
Is that a culture down there? Like, you get what you got to get done, then you get gone?
Well, I really can't speak to what anybody else does. I'm just staying in my own lane and minding my own business, okay? I don't know what them people do, and guess what?
Do they do what they do? Do they put in 8-hour days?
I don't know what nobody do but me.
Do you put in 8-hour days?
No comment.
That's a no.
That ain't no. If it's
take
no comment,
take the fifth, it means a no.
That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie.
Is it?
Yeah. No comment mean no comment.
Well, come on, comment. This is no bullshit news. We don't take no comment for it.
Well, that's fake news. Fake news.
If I don't work 8 hours, I get docked.
Why you ain't tell them what you did in my chambers?
What I do? I tell them off. Tell them. No bullshit news. Tell them.
Okay, you remember what you did.
What I do.
I'm not. If you don't remember,
I want to hear this.
Say.
Fake news, Your Honor.
It sounds salacious.
Sounds bad.
Fake ass news. I'm into it. What did I do?
I'm surprised you didn't end up in the courtroom.
It only helps the rep.
You didn't remember that? Oh, you don't remember?
I hope it wasn't boring.
Huh?
Take him out. Get out of here.
Oh, now he going to try to throw the president under the bus. You know what you did when you was in my chambers.
What, did I take my pants off?
Is there a bailiff involved?
Hot dog.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay. Huh. Fake news.
You are fake news.
Okay.
Was there alcohol involved?
Huh?
Was there alcohol involved?
I don't know.
Really?
You had to ask Charlie.
Really interested in this.
She's bullshit.
Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
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 Mm-mm. What else you want to know?
And another wafer crack. Okay, listen. How did you show up as a named target in a wiretap with convicted briber and towing titan Gaspar Fiore?
Somebody just put my name on some paper and said I was it. I don't know.
Did you know the guy?
Do I know him?
Social with him?
I know him, yeah.
Yeah, social with him?
I don't know what social means, like
that
dancing.
That means going out having drinks? Any gifts? Why the hell are you on a wiretap?
I have no idea.
Have you been absolved? Has the feds given you a letter saying you're not a target?
You saw what was in Detroit News, Teresa Valdez. Is that her name?
She's in the Free Press, and I did not see it, no.
Okay, very good. Well, what's wrong with you? You're a journalist, and you don't even read the newspaper.
Not a damn thing's wrong.
You know, what's wrong with you? What kind of journalist are you?
Very well.
Yellow?
Where do
yellow,
I begin?
Yellow.
There you
yellow
go
yellow journalist.
Drew's typing it up right now. I got assistance here. So why don't you tell us?
Tell me
I don't need hearsay from the... From fake news.
Well,
I'm just kidding, Teresa.
Are you calling Teresa?
I just said I'm
kidding.
Well,
now
that's
wrong, because what's her husband's name?
ML Elric.
Okay, so are you going to try to talk about ML?
No, I'm kidding around.
How?
Wait
a minute. Why are you going to talk about Teresa?
I'm not. I'm talking
that's
about
bold.
You.
That's bold.
How the hell
why would
did you
talk
show
about
up?
That man's wife?
How did you show up?
Why are you talking about that man's
why
wife?
Why do you got to characterize her as somebody's wife? I was kidding. So how did you
oh,
show up?
Oh, wait a minute.
Up?
Hold off a minute.
On a
wiretap. She not ML Elric's wife?
Indeed she is. Proud of
so
it, I'm
why,
sure.
Exactly. So why you have to say that?
Okay, let me rephrase.
Judge Vonda Evans is not a target in a corruption probe.
Where
is
you that get that from?
Teresa
fake
Baldus?
News!
It is fake news. See, the judge admits she
most
is.
Most of the stories, it's false.
Fake news, fake news.
We are pleased to advise that after conferring and discussing this, Judge Vonda Evans is neither a target nor a suspect in any federal investigation. Evans lawyer Todd Perkins wrote in an email to the Free Press.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so your lawyer said you're not a target.
Okay, so what do you want to make of that?
Did the feds tell you that?
Mm.
Todd's a good lawyer, by the way.
Feds who?
Like, you know, the FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office. Mm. Food and Drug Administration, anybody. Are you sure you're not a target?
Oh, baby, let me tell you something. Three things I'm sure of. I'm Naomi and Lauren's mother. I'm a black woman, and one day I'm going to die. That's all I'm sure of. Everything else is up for grabs.
But like Kavanaugh, you deny whatever, in any untoward or illegal business.
What did you say?
Any untoward or illegal
did you
business?
Slump her in with Judge Kavanaugh?
Wait a minute. What did you say? Wait a minute. What was that word you used?
I don't remember.
Untoward.
Untoward.
Untoward, yeah. Behavior.
What does that mean?
Seemly, not appropriate for your position.
What the hell you know about a big word like that? Oh, damn, Charlie Duff. They're jumping
they
out of...
They teach rednecks words.
You worked at the New York Times.
Wait a minute. They jump out of trash cans. And everything.
Oh, no. See, another little code word, trash. Did you hear it?
Trash cans.
Did you hear
what,
that?
What do you know about a word? Hey, Charlie.
Well, we have jumped out of trash cans.
Did you go to college?
Of course I went to college.
I mean, did you graduate?
I did, yes.
From where?
University of Michigan.
You yeah. a lie.
And then
Berkeley.
Cal,
and
Cal
Berkeley.
University of California, Berkeley.
You a lie. When?
The
story's consistent.
89 and 1995.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get in?
That's a great question.
Like some minority something.
I have no clue. I think if memory serves me, I earned it.
I don't believe that.
I earned it.
So you what know, you had to hook up?
I worked.
Who did you know there?
Nobody.
You ain't going to no damn UM.
Nobody.
You know you went to OCC. That you ain't no wrong with that.
You know, I'm the only one of five kids that graduated high school on time.
From where?
Livonia Churchill.
Oh, I thought you were saying from your mom. And
yeah, from my mom. Yeah, my mom's five children.
Really?
My brother Frankie graduated later. He actually went back at age 20.
What, to high school?
Mm-hmm.
What?
He didn't want the GED.
What the hell was he doing in high school
which
at 20
is tougher
years
to do
old?
He wanted to get his
no,
diploma.
No, that ain't all he wanted to get if he going back in there with them little kids.
You're out of
he
order.
He wanted to get some other
well,
stuff,
this is a
okay?
tough judge, man.
God. Damn, damn here going 20-year-old running around here with 14-year-olds. That's damn. That.
I'm glad this is your show, Charlie.
Such respect for women. I cherish
that's
women.
That's a prescription for disaster. So what was your brother doing 20 years old having a locker next to a 14-year-old?
He didn't have a locker. He just showed up in the class.
That's a lie. How you know? You
because it's my brother.
Here's fake. I'm gone. It's fake news.
My brother.
You don't know where he
not
was.
Not fake news.
You
and
lie.
I love him.
What you like?
I'm proud of him.
Why was
Frank,
a 20-year-old wanted
to
be next to a 14-year-old?
Oh, if my brother was what? No, come on, man. What are you doing?
Excuse me. Why would a 20-year-old return to high school?
So he could get his last credit, so he didn't get a piece of shit GED. No offense, to anybody that got one, he wanted it.
So he was in class.
He had some fucked up. Yeah, he sat in class
with
and much humiliation.
14 and 15 years old.
Did, and I'm really proud of that.
Well, why?
Because
he was a senior, he sat with 17-year-olds.
So
hot 17-year-olds.
Because Judge, you do it every day to youth. To youth, you say, get your act together, get it straight, get your education. Here's a guy that did it, and you're ridiculing him.
Well, I'm saying he's 20 years old and 14
pedophile.
Years old. I didn't say
he
was.
He just sat in the class and did his work and got his degree. And he's a college graduate.
Oh, when did he go back to college?
He went at, I think he graduated at age 35.
Oh, well, that's okay, because they're grown up.
So
I'm just concerned about going back to high school when you're 20. That's not cool.
That's totally cool. See,
so now what else? Let's talk about,
well,
let's
we
talk about somebody else. Now, look,
wait,
now I'm interviewing
him. It's not cool.
Him.
He's never showed up on a
you don't know what he done showed up on.
A wiretap, okay, and
of a convicted felon.
Maybe a Target.
Okay. Oh, you trying to go there on me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Those are just allegations. Mm-hmm. Okay, ain't nobody proved nothing. So you better watch yourself, okay? Because I'm talking
my
about
brother
your brother.
A pedophile.
I didn't say that. I said, why was he having a
court record?
Somebody that's 14 years old. I didn't say he did nothing. Now, what you saying your brother did and he told you? Because you've been saying that your brother's a pedophile.
What?
You did.
I did. Roll the tape.
You
back,
are fake
why would
news.
You even bring that up?
That my brother's a pedophile?
I think you better move on, Charlie.
Okay, we'll go. Okay, Your Honor, speaking of, like, you know, police.
I'm never
we're getting to that point in the show. We need
damn
what?
Podcast again.
What?
No,
no
Bob.
What happened?
We're not getting in that point in the show. We let the judge go here.
I'm not.
She's you know.
What's the offense? What's the charge?
What? Did I'm not coming
an elder
back?
Elder of the community.
Because he too crazy. These fake news.
Okay.
You need to be on TMZ making up stuff.
Okay, listen.
I don't want to hear no more of this with this Meyer 30 acre. What is this you got?
This is, we're talking.
Man sighted in death a girl and fatal police shooting. What is that?
Did you know about that last week?
No, I don't read the newspaper. I told
you. Well, you said I don't read the newspaper. Now you don't read the newspaper. You're out of order, Your Honor.
No, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Why are you giving me?
No,
I don't want
bullshit
that.
News.
I don't want that.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, I'm going to ask you something.
Why you got tattoos on you? What is that? Some type of swastika?
No, that's
if
a
I'm
sun.
Down here
that's a sun.
With somebody with some swastika, I'm getting out of here. What in the hell is that on your
Lord.
Arm?
That's the sun and that's the moon.
Well, why is it made like that? With them little dots?
Because that's my personality.
It's got sun rays.
So some
Charlie, I've never seen
like
you on the defensive like this before.
I ain't never really seen you like this. I hope you're not trying to cross over.
Wait, to where? Have it?
No. To wait. Being a racist. Are you trying to do that? Because I'm not into racism.
One more peep out of you and you are grounded, mister, and I am not joking.
Yes. Okay, listen, let me go here. The police.
Where you get them ugly ass glasses from?
CVS.
They're so ugly.
I know, but, you know, I'm not a shallow man. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I bet you.
I'm beautiful on the inside.
I bet you. I know it ain't no depth. Or girth.
Okay, let me ask you something, Ren. Let me ask you. Last week, a 5-year-old girl was killed, right?
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah.
I cannot speak on impending litigation, but your point being, I'll listen.
Well, the... You don't even have to comment because we were only going to have you on about now. But thanks, you know, thanks for coming early. Remember we were talking last week?
Oh, so you're trying to say that I came, that I'm talking too much.
Love it.
That's so why I ain't got no man.
No, keep
talking. Is that what you're trying to say?
Keep
you go,
I'm
Judge.
Talking too much and I ain't got no man? Like, when you don't have no significant other. So what are you trying to say?
Just, you know, wondering
because
about
if this is some type of character assassination against me and I'm telling you, I'm done with you. And you need to stop smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, that's true.
Having so when are you going to stop?
You know, when I die.
What? You should not be so. It's four cigarette butts in there.
Yep.
So why don't you stop smoking?
That's the effect you have.
Why are you counting his cigarettes?
Huh?
Why are you counting his cigarettes?
Because I know he get nervous around me. I'm so sexy.
Listen, I got.
I'm so sexy. Like when he was up in what? My chamber.
Last. Ooh. Damn, I got to find out
getting
what
this story.
There's a story there.
Here's the thing.
Last baby, week, you don't, if you had been there, he was out of order.
Last week when we were talking, right?
Now he want to change
when,
the subject.
When Diaz was here, the police had shot and killed a man, entered a house looking for the suspect who had murdered a 5-year-old girl. Well, the update.
And shot his wife, too, and she survived, correct?
Yeah, it took 16 shots or so, right? Mm. So they hit the house where they think he is, and they shoot a guy dead who they say picked up a gun.
They have a search warrant.
But he wasn't the suspect, nor was the suspect even in the house.
I think they say the suspect was in the house.
He wasn't.
So what's the point, Charlie?
So you go to Deadline Detroit. I wrote about it. But the point
who
being...
Who is Deadline Detroit?
Deadline
Some
Detroit...
fake news?
No, it's real news.
Who makes that?
Ellen Langle is the chief executive officer of that.
And so you write too there, don't you?
I do. Yeah, because
and let me tell you something, that's fake news.
It's not fake news because this is really serious now. Because the police had surveillance on the house but did not know who was in there. They had no idea. The man laying on the couch was innocent, didn't do anything.
How do you know, Charlie?
Because I do my work.
You're just making blanket allegations.
No, these are the facts coming from the chief's own office.
Okay.
He was not the guy named.
They arrested
the
him the next afternoon in the neighborhood where the girl was killed.
Okay.
So
it didn't go as planned.
They didn't do protocol, which is you put surveillance on the house.
Do I get this Buffalo Wild Wings $25 card?
This
for
is
me
serious. This
on
is
here.
This is going
you can
on.
Have that.
Is this, I'm saying, do I get this? No, it's a Buffalo Wild Wing. I wish y'all could see it.
This
it's
is going
on. It's a $25 card.
Across the
I am
country.
Going to take this card.
I think all Charlie's okay. guests get one.
So
of those.
What's your point, Charlie?
My point is,
make
Your
Honor,
it
fast.
Why is it that we don't know any of this and we accept it as it was a mistake and the chief? Point blank said the guy on the couch deserved it because he leveled a firearm at the police.
I don't know nothing about it. Okay. And let me just say,
well,
say
you can
this.
Listen. Let me inform
no, let me
the
say
audience.
This to you. Let me say this to you.
Yeah.
It's your truth, the other person's truth, and the truth. And therein lies the three perspectives.
Right.
So why are you trying to state something that is anti-police? When you don't have the facts. I mean, this is some fake news.
Okay, first of
you
all.
You are Donald Trump
first
with
of all,
a little gray T-shirt
I'm,
on.
I'm pro-police.
And this ugly tattoo on your arms. And you need to get rid of it like it's been in prison.
Your Honor.
Because I thought it meant some
Your Honor,
couple things you might maybe shouldn't have brought
and I didn't
up,
like
you're
it.
Killing me, Small.
You should take,
I ain't like it.
You should take this seriously.
What?
Because this is really impacting and bubbling through the community.
Are you trying to get serious with me?
Yeah, this is serious.
After you jump out of trash cans on people?
Well, Dad, I do too.
This can we all get along?
Serious. So
what's your point?
There are many vortexes to Charlie.
We need answers from a police department that we don't get any from when a commander beats a guy into a coma at a parade. When cops are pointing guns at each other when they don't know their
salacious cops. Allegations, fake news.
You will hear of them. But again, the man on the couch.
Now, Charlie going to turn away from
assuming
me
assuming what we told is true.
And look at Drew.
Assuming,
what's your name?
Drew. Drew Lane. Assuming what we're told is true, if the man did level a firearm at the police, he's on a couch. Somebody broke into his home. This is a chief that encouraged everybody to be armed.
So what's your
people
point,
in your home. People also break into homes in Detroit
what's your
saying
point?
They're the police.
That he they shouldn't have been shot.
That and the cop's life is a mess, too, because he's following orders. They didn't do protocol. Mm. You wait till the morning. You arrest somebody walking out
and
going to the store.
Many,
well,
how many
even if you just
you
sat, even
how
if many, you just sat outside
it's easy
for an hour.
For you to be a backseat quarterback.
That
you
is
know,
my
that.
Job, madam.
No, it is. Yeah, what? To it critique is, what other people do?
It is my job.
While you sit up here look in after a glass house
the
and
government.
Then throw stones at other
this
people.
This is the way the
for
system
real?
Is.
That's what it
the,
is?
The press looks after the government. You,
no, it isn't.
Not, neither you nor the president
the
nor
amendment.
Anybody's going to bully me into informing the public.
Wait
straight
a minute.
Up,
but
period.
It's, but the facts. Amen. It's the,
those
it's
are
the
facts.
View. No, it's not.
Yeah, they are.
It's your take on the facts.
No, they're the facts
no,
told
no,
to me
not.
Not only by the police there, but the chief's office itself.
Okay.
These are the chief even said this.
What? Said what?
The guy leveled on our, he wasn't the suspect.
He wasn't named in the warrant either.
He was innocent.
Right. He was not part of the.
The man wasn't in the house. And they did not know he wasn't in the house. And now a man is dead.
Wait a minute. And a man with the horsey voice here. This is Charlie's ride or die, who is his photographer. He gonna say and back up Charlie on anything. So don't. He ain't got no credibility either.
Well, there's still a dead
don't
guy.
Don't invite her back, Charlie.
There's still a dead man.
Dead guy.
I don't got to come back. I've been put out of places worse than this, okay? So you ain't got to put me out. I will leave voluntarily.
I want to know about the worst place that you were put out of.
I ain't going to let you know.
Oh, damn.
Okay, now, the next piece of news. Last week, I told you about a woman I thought was deranged was on my porch. Wild-eyed. And she said her mother was
ex-girlfriend.
Dying.
Ex-girlfriend.
She said
ex-girlfriend.
No, listen. She was.
Ex-girlfriend. You know Charlie be out here picking up these women.
Let me set this up because it's quite beautiful. So the woman was wild-eyed. I was in my underpants. And she said her mother was
ooh,
dying.
Oh, look at this. That's saying you out here trying to
and
take
then she
advantage
wanted to
of
meet
people.
Me. So I said, email me.
So how she know where you live? How she know where you live without you giving her information?
Excellent question.
You done met her at the bar and told her.
No, she.
And you
church.
Got a wife and
she read my
she
book.
Be ashamed
she
of
read
yourself.
My book and knew the zoo water tower was near my house.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
She also.
You got a wife and child.
Vonda, come on.
And you come there with your drawers on?
Vonda, let me introduce it. She knew I lived near the zoo water tower, and she saw me applying to be Focano's chauffeur. She see my Cadillac. So she
that big black one outside.
Yeah, so she triangulated where I live, found the car, and came to my door.
That's a lie.
It's the total truth.
You gave her your address when you was at the bar and you were drunk.
So she was sad.
And what'd you do? What's your wife say?
I went to the house. I
and
told
what'd
her
you
to
do?
Email
what was she, wait, what was she doing on your... Why did she come over to your house?
Because she was so
trying
distraught
to get
that
some.
Her mother's dying of lung cancer. She just...
And her mom,
wanted to meet you.
Her mom was a fan from...
Fox 2 in the
really?
Book. Yeah, and so I went.
That's sad.
And she's an 88-year-old immigrant from the Netherlands. And we made a piece here, and I'd like you all to listen to it, because, you know, when we're talking about community.
Let's hear
it's
it.
It's kind of what it's all about, yeah.
All right.
It's locked. Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for coming.
Of course.
Actually, come on, let me give you a hug.
Oh, come on now.
Uh-huh. Nice meeting you.
My pleasure.
Uh-huh.
My pleasure. Joanna?
Yeah.
Pleasure.
I met you in church probably 2 years ago, and I asked you to sign the book, and you said bring it the next time.
But you were sorry.
I got in church, but you weren't there.
Oh, you found out I didn't
that's
not
okay.
Been going to church. Because I don't like to get up. It's Sunday.
We sit in the living room tastefully done in cream carpet and knickknacks, along with her husband Gary and daughter Diane, the distraught woman who knocked on my door.
What? Earrings?
Oh, you know I'm gonna put them in.
Don't put your earrings
she
in.
She wants to look good.
You do look good.
I look like crap.
No, you look good. How old are you?
88.
Are you sick?
Well,
yeah.
I have cancer.
What kind
and
of lung?
Lung cancer.
Did you smoke?
No, he said I smoke. You know I smoke. I went to bingo, you know.
I smoke.
You mm-hmm. smoke.
Yeah, are you angry at me?
No.
That you're sick?
No. Sure. I'm a very easygoing person. I think in live and let live.
Gary and Joanna Kristen Hughes fled 1950s Europe by boat. They arrived in Detroit by train. They built a home here together. He was a mechanic, she an office worker. They had children and grandchildren and went to church on Sundays.
had a good life.
You still have one?
68 years.
68 years married? 68. Yeah. I thought you said you had a good life.
Yeah, we had a good life. Yeah.
Okay, you're not afraid of time. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid
and
of time.
Age, no, I'm not afraid of time.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Why?
I don't know. That, you know, you have a certain age, you got to go. The only thing is I hope I sleep away.
You sleep through it?
Yeah, you just got to sleep.
Why did you want to see me?
Well, why I want to see you?
Yeah.
You're very attractive. Yeah. And we were watching you on TV by any time you were coming on.
Your daughter knocked on my door.
Oh, yes.
She scared me.
She's embarrassed about it. She said, don't be.
Yeah, don't be. But I was in my underpants.
So what?
Yeah, I was like,
You didn't show your whole other thing.
I didn't show her anything, no.
No, so what? You ready for coffee?
Am I ready for coffee?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't make coffee. You want to see the house? You have to walk through it.
Yes. It's a nice house.
Clean.
Joanna, frail and dressed in the earrings and a blue house coat, leads me to the parlor. We sit near the cuckoo clock.
When you see the second floor, you know. Because your life is getting shorter.
Are you cold, Mom?
No, I'm fine. That's one of the things I wanted to meet him, Charlie LaDuff. You look like you attract people.
I got you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Why don't we leave your husband here and we go out on a date?
Oh, you wouldn't mind.
Oh, that's funny.
I go to the kitchen where the cups rattle and the coffee drips to ask Gary's permission to date his bride.
Gary, your wife said you wouldn't mind if she and I went out on a date.
Oh hey. I locked the doors.
Gary, let me ask you one question. Are you worried about your wife?
Yeah. Because it's getting, you know...
Close?
Close. Yeah.
What will you do without her?
Do it myself. I have to.
Won't be the same.
No. Everything is different. Yeah. I know. I already know when she's a couple of days in the hospital, you know, and you're here all by yourself. It's a different story already. Yeah.
What do you think about...
Well, she's not sitting here alone, you know. The evenings are long. Yeah. That's your companion. And that's a whole lot. Yeah. That makes her really
Oh, my Jesus. Does she sneak up all the time like that?
Yeah. He asked me for a date.
And you said yes.
Yes. Same. What about the casino?
The casino. Okay, but you're paying.
I don't know about the casino, but I know my life got a little richer when that knock came to my door. It's called a community. After all, what is life's meaning but each other? And after coffee, we step to the porch for a selfie.
This is nice. I'm glad I came. Thank you for having me.
I hope you come back.
Hey, look how your mom's holding me. Look at that. Sorry, Gary.
You know, Charlie, you have to watch what you're doing. If I crap there, then you're going to sue me.
Oh, no. No, that's the last thing I do. Like
a you take one with Diane and him.
Oh, yeah. Do you know how to do this, Dad?
No, I don't.
We do a selfie. I do. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you come back, huh?
So you know what? I'm really glad I went.
Wow. That was intense.
Friends now.
88 years old?
88, going on 89.
How old is he?
He's going to be 90.
Wow.
Lovely people. You know, I mean, How long were they what?
How long were they married?
They've been married 68 years.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. And wow, that's heavy.
That's a long time.
That's a story too, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, no, that's the biggest thing going on in their lives. So to them, that's the biggest story. And I'm going to go back over with my family and, you know, community gets a little larger. And I got a job offer today, and it kind of made me sad. It's a good job, but it's in New York. And I'm here.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I want to be here in Detroit. This is my people. Those are my people. You're my people. So it's kind of like it was excellent and sad for me. But, you know, I'm not leaving.
Nice to be wanted.
Oh, that's very touching. It really was. You know, I mean, honestly speaking, you have left an indelible impression on the city. You know, I remember when I met him. I didn't meet him. My secretary and my good friend Lillian met him at a bar. And she was saying that there's a guy that's from California or wherever, and he's got this big Cadillac, and he is so cool. And I was like, what in the world is this guy? Okay. I mean, you know. And then it ended up being Charlie. You know what I mean?
I think I changed her tire, didn't I?
Yeah, you left an indelible impression on the city. I mean, people, you know, whether you're on TV or not, they know what you did, and they respect you.
Thank you for that.
And he still has a Cadillac.
No, I think he had another Cadillac. Did you have another Cadillac?
It was a checkered taxi cab made in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, but where were you from originally?
Here.
No.
Oh, where'd I come from? I had come from Los Angeles.
Exactly, and that's where she met him when he came from L.A.
Yeah, you know, and it's about my daughter. You know, I could have raised her in Los Angeles, but we're from here, and grandmothers are here. Those people are here, you're here, and my child's happy. And, you know, so whatever it's going to go down in Michigan, I'm going to be a part of it.
And so that's what you decided to do.
I have to.
I mean, that's so wild because it's so beautiful there. There's so many opportunities in L.A. I mean, why Detroit? I mean, why Michigan?
I say that every morning, but
you know, really?
It's home.
It's home, and that means a lot.
Because you worked for the news. Didn't you work for a print publication first?
Here in Detroit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Detroit News. I did, yeah.
Right, and then you went to TV.
Yes.
Okay.
He was at the failing New York Times, too.
Did you plagiarize an article or something like that?
I've been accused of it, yeah. Okay, but no, I didn't. What I did was when I was in grad school, I did lift a paragraph and some sentences in a long story.
Without giving?
Exactly.
Well, that's plagiarism.
Yeah.
So when
it's not a whole article.
No, but
yes,
may
but
I,
yes.
May I?
Yes.
This is what the media will say. I lifted. That was plagiarism.
Well, it's lifted.
And so when you say things like you make statements about the state of the city, what people are feeling to do and not do, you're very selective with your words.
But do you
and
see?
And that's what's so misleading
but do you
and
see?
Dangerous. But
if I might.
Go ahead.
Right away, I admitted it. And right away, I apologized
but
for
you
it.
Said you lifted it.
Yeah,
why
did
you just say it? You plagiarized
well, because I'm explaining to you exactly
no,
what
but
happened.
No, but lifted is not the
but
same
But I said
thing.
Yes.
You took credit for something. You took
I did not write.
Statements from yes. someone else, and you
yes.
didn't give them credit.
Yes, and then not only did I apologize.
20 years ago when you were in grad school.
But irrespective,
that's okay.
You did
and,
that.
And I wrote
and
it.
And you're no different than Kavanaugh.
And I wrote it, and that's
what?
That. You apologize, and you go on.
Oh,
I don't.
Really?
I don't know
oh,
about
so is that simple?
Yeah, it's that,
that you
simple.
Took something and you were a journalism student
it's that
you
simple.
Knew was a cardinal rule not to do, and you did it anyway
it's that
because
simple.
It was that important for you to get a good grade on that paper that you didn't care what you had to do to get it.
Yeah, was it even for a paper?
By
it,
any
it was,
means
it was for,
necessary.
It was for publication.
So by any means necessary, you didn't care?
No, it's not any means necessary, and it's not rape. But yes, I apologize. You move on.
You stole.
You
you're a thief.
And you do care. And
you're
then,
a thief.
And then you apologize, and you move
because
on.
Because you stole, and you steal, and then afterwards you say, I'm sorry, and that's okay?
I don't know. You're out of, is that what
no,
you
I'm
do?
No, I'm asking you.
Well,
you went to U of M, and you went to Berkeley.
I just answered. Yeah, that's what you do.
But you that's just say you're sorry for what you did?
Yep. You
own up to
you,
it.
You own up to it. You move on, and you
and
don't
so
do
And so that
it.
Mitigates what you did?
You,
when you knew you, what you did when, at you, the time was
you
intentional?
You could be a judge of that.
No, I am being the judge.
I know, but you still, you know, now
you
we've
know
addressed
what?
It.
I love when he gets on the defense. I ain't never seen him like that.
I'm
on your
calm.
Butt.
I don't think I you've answered that, if you that. If you took gifts.
Huh?
Let's talk about.
Oh, look at him trying to go there.
You had money from
I noticed you didn't
Ooh,
answer that.
Look at him trying to go there.
Well, I'm still going. You didn't answer it. We all noticed that.
What?
Did you take gifts?
What? You're going to sit down.
Did you?
What?
See, again, that would be stealing if you took gifts.
What? Stealing?
If an elected official took gifts, yes.
That's stealing.
That's maybe worse.
Baby, I am a single woman. I ain't taking nothing from somebody that I don't.
Did you or did you not?
What? I don't even understand the question.
Did you take gifts or did you not?
I don't understand the question.
And there we have it. Now, I sent Joe the intern down to the courthouse there.
I don't know what for. To get his feelings hurt.
To me, you know.
Because he ain't getting nothing from me.
Joe's developing into a reporter, and we asked him to go there and talk about the failed jail.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah. But Joe's going to be a crack reporter, and this is
a crackhead reporter.
Crack reporter.
What's a crackhead reporter?
That's a crackhead.
Like somebody used a crack, and then they're reporting.
Right.
So he's going to be a crackhead.
He worked for the Metro Times.
Oh, is that what it's called?
So play this.
Here it is, Joe.
If Joe is down in my courtroom snitching on me, then you better be careful.
All right, here we go.
All right, Charlie, we're down here at Frank Murphy. I'm illegally parked where only cops are supposed to park. So if I get a ticket,
this
hopefully
is not
you'll
going
pay.
Well.
Good morning. How y'all folks doing? My name is Joe DeMarco. I'm with Charlie the Duff's No BS News Hour. And he wanted me to come down here and ask some people some questions. And what's your name?
Do you have any ID?
Yeah, I do, but...
No, thank you, sir.
No, thanks.
Okay. So that ain't working out very well. Do you want to talk to me for a minute?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks. Good morning. How you doing this morning? You got a minute to talk?
I don't. I'm kind of late.
All right, thanks. Just had a great conversation with a guy and forgot to hit record. Damn.
Oh, my God. And you want me to go out with him? You must be on crack yourself. Are you for real?
Damn. Charlie, first of all, he wants to know if you're a defendant, what are you accused of, and did you do it?
I'm not a defendant.
Okay. Well, let's get on with the other questions then. This lot across the street here.
Oh, my God.
You know, they tried to build a jail there.
Right.
$400 million.
Waste some money.
Right. And now it's torn down.
So a lot of them waste of money, taxpayers' money.
Do you think somebody should be indicted for that?
Yeah, there's something crooked going on there.
Do you think somebody will be indicted?
This is Detroit, you know, anything is possible, so I hope so.
Thugmaster Kwame is doing 28 years in prison right now and crying about it for pretty much the same type of corruption that Mayor Mike is accused of.
Yeah, but Kwame did not try to hide nothing. He did everything out in public. If he was more discreet about it, he probably would have never got caught.
Okay, but...
So he deserved Kwame. Kwame got deserved what he got.
And Mayor Mike don't because...
He ain't got caught yet.
Hey, Joe.
What in the world did you have him out here for asking people things?
Are you more interested in him now that you heard his work?
Hell no.
Hey, Joe, you on the line?
Yeah.
It started off slow, but you did a decent job.
I'm an intern for my... How you doing, man?
Real good, man.
I'm doing well.
So listen, Joe, what'd you learn on that assignment there?
That I probably need to be a little bit more prepared and have better selection as to who I'm going to try to talk to before I try to talk to them.
Because what if you would ask someone if they had committed a crime and they said, you know, just being funny.
I did.
No, he did.
And you said
what,
yes.
What'd you do?
No, no, no. And you said yes. And then somehow the prosecutor recognized that may be a defendant in the case. You could have violated his rights.
You know what?
That was totally
Your Honor, I had that exact same conversation with a lawyer out in front of the building. The lawyer
that was
said,
totally inappropriate.
You can't be asking these questions because they will be in a hurry to use it in court.
And
they don't have to answer.
Let me say this.
You have
to
every
you.
Right to ask, Joe.
You just have every
no,
right to
let
ask.
Me say this to you.
It's called the First Amendment.
Excuse me, may I?
Yes, madam.
Okay. First of all, if a person has a criminal matter, and they listen to the phone calls or tapes or whatever, and they recognize that person's voice, and they said, are you down here for a crime? Yes. Did you commit it? Yes. They can use that against them. That's not protected speech.
Right.
So that's correct.
That is not protected. So why would you do that, Charlie?
Because we're going to get some answers.
No, because you want to be the fake news again and be salacious.
How, that well, sounds like salacious doesn't mean fake. Salacious means salacious. Fake is fake. Let's not.
Okay,
let's not,
well, they're and, fake. Let's not, that was
can,
fake.
And you can ask a question. They don't have to answer it.
Well, why would you you're do in public.
What about
what type of program is this?
No bullshit.
You
want
to get somebody to inculpate themselves so that your ratings can
implicate themselves.
Inculpate.
Inculpate.
That's a big word now.
Inculpate.
We are rolling out the big
implicate.
Word.
Implicate.
Okay. No, it's not. Inculpate.
Good, Joe. Good.
I want to know how this internship is coming along.
Very well.
Not good, so honey. Not
I
good.
I did have this one conversation with this one criminal that told me about not what he was there for today, but something, a case that he had beaten
alleged
the last
criminal.
Time he was down there.
Okay.
And he gave me a good discussion about that. And I don't know why Bob didn't use it in the tape, in the thing, because I'm pretty sure it was there.
Fake news. Bob dropping it. Who is Bob?
That's me.
Of dropping a dime. I mean,
anyway, Joe, what shirt size do you wear? Because people have been, you know, getting a hold of me and want to buy you some clothes. So what's your shirt size?
XL.
XL.
Do you all have Wi-Fi down here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, I got on good authority that you don't like dating white women. Why is that?
I wouldn't say that I don't like dating white girls. I've had some really negative experiences with them.
Here you go, big fella.
Tend to be rather scandalous.
Yeah, okay, we don't want to hear all that.
What happened?
Scandalous.
Yeah, what happened, Joe?
Inculpate. It's a verb. It means.
Wait. Can we hear Joe Vonda, please? Joe, what happened?
Inculpate. What do you mean, what happened?
What's it mean?
It means to accuse or blame. So there is a real word called inculpate.
I didn't say there wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you did.
No.
You said that I meant incriminate. Look at the word.
Implicate.
Implicate. Look at the word.
What's the difference?
There's a
inculpate is a word. You wanted to make it seem like it wasn't a word, and I miss.
Well, yeah, but it was the wrong word because we weren't there to accuse.
Excuse me.
It was that the person would implicate themselves, not accuse themselves.
You wanted them to inculpate themselves.
To accuse themselves.
No, inculpate means to.
What does inculpate mean?
Okay,
I'm not. This is not a word I hear a lot, but it is a word.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't a word.
Say it's not a word.
I know it's I know inculpate's a word.
You don't know that because you tried to check me about the word and said that I was wrong. Because you went to U of M and I went to North Carolina A&T.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Good school.
And you went to Cal Berkeley?
I did. Good
and
school.
So you want to say that inculpate is not a word?
I wouldn't use inculpate in that sentence. No, I would use implicate. You wanted them to inculpate themselves. No, it's implicate themselves. Not to accuse themselves, but to get themselves tied up in the
web. Tied up into it, yeah.
That's what I was saying. Not that it wasn't a word.
Can you hear me?
It
even?
Says accuse, yeah. Joe, blame, what? Or incriminate.
Joe, we got you, Joe. It's just
incriminate themselves.
So incorrect. Place the pistol in your room. Excuse me,
wait,
the example
down, Joe,
is this. Someone placed a pistol in your room in order to inculpate you.
Right.
To accuse you.
I don't understand that. How does that work? Now I got to Google it. I don't have a computer with me.
Dude, and remember to turn on the tape recorder. Got to do that.
He ain't got no clothes. He ain't got no tape recorder.
He's an intern.
Dude.
Damn, where you get him from?
He's got a big heart.
Joe, yeah, Joe, before we go ahead and pitch yourself to the judge.
Honey, you can say that, baby.
She's doing well. She looks well.
I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm by myself.
She's single.
We established that.
Go ahead, Joe. Make a quick pitch before we go.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Make a quick pitch?
Yeah,
quick. I don't understand. What am I pitching?
Yourself.
Myself. Is he hiring?
Really?
I mean, get
let
a date.
Let me say this to you, Charlie. This is not the proper venue for this.
Okay. We'll give you Joe's number.
Look,
show.
I don't need no help, okay, getting no man. I can get a man quicker than I get a cigarette, and I don't smoke.
Right.
Now what?
It's Joe that needs help.
Now what?
Joe needs help.
So stay in your lane.
Figure it might be nice.
You want to talk about some issues? We can. But don't get in my personal.
You haven't told us what the word inculpate means.
I told you seven times. You ain't
listening. To accuse. To
it
accuse.
It ain't that I'm talking fast. You listening slow.
To blame. Accuse or blame. Incriminate.
Or incriminate.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, Joe. Thanks, man.
Bye, Joe. Get some clothes.
Hey, Joe, good job. We'll see you soon.
I'm going to come back on this show tomorrow.
Judge, Your Honor, thank you for coming.
No, it's an honor and a privilege.
It was a big honor. Thank you. It was cool of you.
He's sick of me. Like, no. I want her out my house.
Now we're gonna go get a drink.
He has a one hour limit.
Why?
Cause it's just better that way for people, so they can listen to it and not have to listen to half of it.
Oh, really?
We don't want to burden.
Let me say this to you: this is going to be one of the hottest shows that you've done. Not only will you be in the not 64, you're going to be in 24.
Now you're talking.
Give me Thank some, you. Baby. All right, I Thank appreciate you. It's an honor All right. and privilege to be here.
Thanks, Judge.
Thank you, baby.
See ya.
Drew, Jason, thanks.